Tonight is the inaugural celebration of Governor Kim Reynolds, Iowa's first female governor. But it's also an important fashion moment for Mr. Kevin Reynolds, the governor's husband. For every first spouse in Iowa history, there's a porcelain doll wearing the outfit that woman wore to her husband's inaugural ball or a gown from that period. So Mr. Reynolds' doll will be the collection's first male. Iowa Public Radio's Sarah Bowden reports.
In the basement of the State Historical Museum, there's a box of hairless 18-inch porcelain dolls. They each bear a passing likeness to Mrs. Billy Ray, the wife of Robert Ray, Iowa's 38th governor. One day, each doll will wear a miniature replica inaugural ball gown of a future Iowa First Lady, and then be displayed with other miniature First Ladies at the state capitol in an old jewelry case from Creston. State historian Leo Landis explains, the porcelain head and limbs of the dolls have a bisque finish, which is unglazed and almost stone-like in texture.
As we move her around, you can kind of hear the rattle of the porcelain against each other. There, and that's her feet tapping.
The dolls each have the face of Billy Ray because she spearheaded the collection that was unveiled in 1976 as one of the Iowa projects created under the American Revolution Bicentennial Commission. The process of making a doll is extensive, so it was easier to use a single mold and then style the figures differently for each First Lady.
Looks like we have Billy Ray's at least to last for 6, 7 Billy Ray figures still that can be dressed as First Ladies.
These dolls have dainty hands and feet and a cartoonishly extreme waist-to-hip ratio, so it's likely an entirely new mold will have to be made for the Kevin Reynolds doll. The governor's office says the first spouse will have a doll, but an artist has yet to be identified. Judy Sutcliffe was one of the lead artists who created the collection's first 40 dolls. Sutcliffe doesn't work with porcelain anymore, so she's not interested in returning to the project.
I guess they could go down to Walmart and buy a Ken doll and dress him up.
In all seriousness, Sutcliffe thinks it's pretty cool that a project she started more than 40 years ago will now include a male doll.
I think we might have once thought about it and laughed at the thought because we would never have probably in those days assumed that it would ever happen. It was only First Ladies.
The next artist will have to create a sculpture, and then a mold of that sculpture, pour liquid porcelain into the mold, and then paint the doll, fire the doll in a kiln, and then clothes must be designed and sewed, the doll's hair styled, and unlike earlier dolls, there likely won't be any federal dollars to pay for the Kevin Reynolds edition. Diane Bystrom heads the Carrie Chapman Catt Center for Women in Politics at Iowa State University. She says if the doll collection were to be discontinued, it shouldn't happen at this time.
It should have been done when we had a male governor rather than our first female governor. So it seems by discontinuing the collection now, that actually seems a little bit more sexist.
If you're a fan of art or fashion or history, the doll collection is a must-see. But Bystrom suggests it's also a dated way to portray women. After all, it's a jewelry case full of wives with identical faces. Their only distinguishing qualities are hairstyles, clothes, and names. And most of the tiny gold placards don't even list the first names of the women they represent. Instead, they're styled as Mrs. James Grimes or Mrs. William Harding.
At the very least, someone needs to go in and make sure that the women are identified by their first and last names. I think another good idea would be have a little bio on each woman.
State historian Leo Landis agrees.
Whether I'm writing a label about a husband or a wife, I always make sure to use their first name, not a Mrs. Those people had their own history and their own achievements.
So perhaps, now that the First Lady doll collection is becoming the First Spouse doll collection, some other changes might follow. I'm Sarah Bowden, Iowa Public Radio News.